And we're the Flippin' Flippers. I'm your host, Paul.
And I'm Co. And this is your Coast to Coast Guitar Podcast. We talk about dadding and naturally guitars as well. And, you know, all the things to flip to the gear of your dreams, all the taglines that I've come up with over the last
lot
few
of
years
lies.
that I yeah. forget over time. So,
yeah, all the lies that you're saying. Yep. Yep. Just, yep, it's fine. So, yeah, that's us. So enjoy. It's going to be a fun one. I mean, I have no guarantees and nothing to back that up with. So that sounds like my life. Like I have no guarantees and nothing to back it up with.
No guarantees and I can't prove anything to you.
Yep. Oh man, super funny. Mm-hmm. So yeah, how you been, man? You had a little staycation? No, you worked. you had a workcation.
I still have all kinds of work going on, but no, yeah, thanks for the week off was good, and then, you know, apparently the whole world went nuts, and so we weren't able to do our normal thing. So I just kind of waxed pathetic for, you know, a little bit. What was that, like a 10-minute thing I dropped last week? Just kind of rambling for a little bit.
Yeah, you're co-fessionals.
Yeah, but I'm back, baby. I'm back.
Back, baby.
And you're back, and we're both back. And
yeah, it's good. We'll see.
We got a new patronizer during that time?
Yes.
So that's cool.
That was it John Waite, right?
Yep.
Yep. So I'm like,
both of us scramble to make sure that in the back.
I don't
of the
know.
Brain
it's not anyone that has children of our age group understands that names, places, items, all this stuff is just meaningless, frivolous stuff. Like, because all it is like, where's my kid? Is he killing himself? Like, you know, like there's nothing else. You forgot. Like, we know, my wife and I don't get in arguments about like, you said you were going to do the laundry. Like, we don't do that because it's just like, did they all survive today? Yep, we did. We did good.
We made it.
See you tomorrow. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, I'm sorry. But I did remember. It took me a minute. All of it is like recall. You know, it's a lot of like, I need to like get, I don't know, like a focusing like thing. Like there's like a brain focusing program online. I just need to start doing that so I can like, just like think through things. So, but yeah, man. So what's new?
So I briefly mentioned in the, you know, episode last week, but the bubblegum caster is done.
It's alive, and it is. I'm kind of mad that you got your project done before me.
I know. I'm surprised that I did. That's not how it normally goes.
I'm surprised that you did too, because I have all the parts and they're all sitting here. I have everything like done. I just had literally, I have to like, I have to cut like a hole. Like I have to do a hole for like the electro socket. That's like, that's the only thing that's holding me back. And I did way more work on mine than you did.
Yeah. Well, that's and the thing. I kind of kept it simple. So.
Right. But I was way ahead of you. I just have not been able to get like that last 10% done. I literally have to put on, tuners and drill the electro socket and then like 20 seconds of soldering.
Nice.
Like that's it. That's it. And I just can't, like, find the time.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the beauty of part of one of the things that's beautiful about the Telecaster is, like, I had 5 minutes. Oh, cool, I can go do the soldering real quick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
no,
then
yeah.
the next day, like, okay, I can go slam the neck on because I've got a couple minutes, you know.
You should not slam the neck. You should just, like, put it on like an adult.
No. Slammed it in there, bro.
Slammed it in there. I slammed it in there, bro. Well, good. Well, good. I'm glad you did that.
I got that done. It still needs a setup. But, I mean.
Are you close? Is it playable?
It's playable. It's just once you get up to, like, the ninth fret area.
You get
like
buzzing.
A little bit of fret buzz.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, it is crazy that I can just put it together and not really try to do any type of setup, and it just works.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
That's wild. Yeah.
So, I got that done. I got a box of pedals in the mail from you.
Oh, you did. That's right. I even forgot I sent you those. Yeah, there's a couple of them I wanted you to try out, and one of them's yours. So, yeah. But actually, two of them are yours. But I wanted you to try out the Rude Tech. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name. It's not in front of me, but it's the fuzz that he has. It's the big muff, you know. That
I spent a good 25 minutes with that today.
Right. That's fantastic, right? Isn't that like awesome?
It's really good.
Yeah. It's like, I put it against the black one. I don't have a Civil War, but I put it up against the black one and the green one. And mm-hmm. then like, I tried to like even like trick myself to see if I could hear it differently. I was like, man, this is so close. Who would ever be able to tell? Like, it's good. It's really good. And you know me, that green one, I'm so particular about that green one.
Yeah.
And it's like, yep, he nailed it. So go check that guy out. I think he's still running a deal. I don't know for our listeners. So go. We'll hook you up if that's still going on and you're interested. But man, for the money on that thing, you're getting three solid big muffs.
Yeah, and I don't have a whole lot of experience with those varieties of big muff.
Sure.
But the one I liked the most was the green for sure.
Yeah.
And
that's the most distinct one, I think. I think that's the one that sounds like distinctly different than the other two.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. But yeah, so. it was rad. It's really cool. I like it.
Yeah, I like, cause it has like a clipping option or no, like a mids option too, right? I can't remember cause it's not in front of me, but that made it fun.
You can bring the tone stack in or out.
That's what it is. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It was, yeah, it's a lot of fun. So you can really even mess with it more than the other ones, which is fun. So I had a great time with it.
Absolutely.
And then did you get to play with the Birmingham Sound
pedal? Not yet, no.
Oof, that's fun. You're going to plug that bad boy in. You're going to be like, hold on to your butts because you're gonna be playing like 14 hours of Blink-182. Like, that's what's going to happen. I hope you're like brushed up on like your Alkaline Trio songs because that's what you're going to be playing.
Nice.
It is good, man. That's a fun pedal because you just take it out of the box and you're like, yep, this is 2001. Let's go. It's awesome, dude. It's so good. So yeah, I really like both those. They were both currently on my, well, I have two big holes on my board now because they were just on there because I'm like, I need these on my life all the time. They're good.
Yeah. Other than that, I ordered a handful of different cool things I think are cool anyway for the patronizers.
Oh, they're cool. They're super cool. So, should we tell them?
No.
Okay.
It's just going to show up as a surprise.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you what I'm saying is I don't want to tell you, but what I'm saying is if you're not a patronizer, you're going to want to join like now.
I mean, like, it's fun. It's just a fun thing.
It's fun. It's not expensive. Well, it's kind of expensive. It was expensive for us, but it's just fun. Like, you're going to love it. So I can't wait till we see people with them.
Yes. I'm just waiting for it all to come in the mail. So
cool.
Which hopefully is.
Yeah, I'm excited to get mine. So that's all I care about. So you guys keep sending us money so we can get cool stuff for ourselves. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's it for me. What's new with you, man? What's going on?
Dude, well, I don't even know. It's like a blur. I don't even know. I did we did our first like online like worship like music session. And it was very strange and very weird. And they did it totally backwards because nobody's like a sound engineer or has done anything like that. And I wasn't a part of the initial conversation because I work like an adult now. And so then I walked into the conversation like way behind and too far behind to change their plans. I said my two cents. They disagreed. I said, let's try it. And it was a hot mess. It sounded good, but it was a hot mess. So... I spent a ton of time doing video editing and I was just like, oh my gosh, just kill me. Like, just kill me. But, other than that, like, so when you search something on Facebook Marketplace, that stuff just continues to show up. So now all that shows up, now that I bought like three toys, all that shows up is toys.
Yeah.
And so because my son's like into G.I. Joe now, like when that stuff shows up, it's like boom, instantly. And I bought this, like, it's two, like the big boy, like buckets or not buckets, totes, you know, like the ones you can fit every child you own in. It's two of those of just toys. And it had, it's like a ton of those like McDonald's toys like just all different ones. And then like a lot of them are like, whatever, who cares? I don't care. And then, there's like weird McDonald's Transformers, which are kind of fun. I was like, these are cool. Like they're like a Big Mac and chicken nuggets, but they're like in the old, like packaging, which is kind of fun. I was like, these are like nostalgic and cool. And then there was like G.I. Joe stuff that I just like gave to my son, you know, and I let the girls pick out some stuff too. And it was $25 for these huge, I could barely fit them in my van. Like it was crazy. They're huge.
Really?
They're like two gigantic. Yeah, they're like bathtubs. Like Jeez. They're a little smaller than your bathtub. Like it's crazy. Like you could sit in this tub and take a bath. I don't want to watch you do that, but you could do it. And then but it's cool because I know I'll sell all the McDonald's toys for $100. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. I know I'll make all my money just on that. And I just gave my son a bunch of toys and my girls a bunch of toys. So that was kind of fun. But people are like super weird with like the COVID stuff. You know what I mean? Like that's been, they're like, you have your mask? And I'm like, yeah, I have my mask. And then some people are like, I don't care. Like, and then the funnest thing that happened, I think, in my life, and I don't want to bash him because he was such a nice guy, but this guy, so Joe Bonamassa, if you don't know, is a Utica legend. He's one of the most famous people of Utica ever. And and it's funny because not a lot of people know who he is, like outside that world. Yeah. But no, he's you know, a blues guy, and he's just this dumb gear collector that just has way too much money. But anyways, so things come out that he, you know, has signature series stuff, and you know, and there's some of them are limited edition. While this guy was selling two pedals, Joe Bonamassa pedals, one was a Dunlop Wah, and one was a Fuzz Face, and it was like the big boy Fuzz Face.
Yeah.
And so he wanted $125 for both of them, and I said for both, and he's like, yep. I was like, can you meet right now? He's like, yep. So I get there. This guy is legit the biggest Joe Bonamassa fanboy I've ever, like, really? Like he was like, oh, he's like, are you a big fan? I was like, well, not, I'm like, blues is fine. Like whatever. Like I don't have any of his stuff, but I know he's a local legend. And like, I bought my first real amp from him. And like, I know who his dad is and stuff. And he's like, oh, okay, cool, cool, cool. And he's like, I'm just a pedal guy. I like pedals. I like messing with pedals. You know, I said, don't be surprised if I like resell them because I get bored with it in a year, you know, or 3 days, but, but you know what I mean? He's like, oh no, no. He's like, I'm just getting rid of stuff. I don't care. He's like, a couple people they've bought stuff from me. I've already seen them flip it. It's fine. I was like, okay, cool. Like, you know, and he goes, cool, cool. And so he goes, well, this one, he goes, you'll probably do okay on this one. You'll get your money back probably for both on this one. It was the Fuzz Face. Cause it's like, it's number 507 of 1500. And it's like in copper. Like it's got like a copper sheet. It's not paint. It's like actual copper.
Yeah.
And so, I looked it up. Those sell for like $300.
Jeez.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to put it at $300, see what happens. Then he hands me the wall. He goes, I don't know. You might do okay. And then he goes, he flips it. We're talking for a few minutes. He's this kind of guy, as I'm talking right now, I'm this kind of guy where only he speaks. He'll only hear his story. And then you try to say something like, oh no, yeah, I saw him one time. He's like, oh no, but this. And you're like, okay, dude, like, just like, but he talked at me for 45 minutes. And I didn't want to be like, okay, bro, I gotta go. Because like, he's like, oh, I have all this stuff. I'm selling it. I'm moving to Florida or North Carolina. I can't decide, but we're moving. I'm getting rid of stuff. And I'm like, cool. Like, let me know. Cause I'm always looking. I love pedals. I like guitars, you know? And he's like, cool, 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 cool. But this story. And I'm like, oh my gosh, come on, guy. So then he hands me the pedal at the end and goes, oh, by the way, it's signed. I was like, you threw that in at the end? Like, he didn't even mention it in the listing, nothing. So I put that up for like $500.
The wah?
Yeah, the wah, yeah. So I haven't had any interest on that, so I'll definitely lower it. I've had a lot of interest on the other one. I just haven't gone to their, stooped to their level yet.
Yeah.
You know, but like I could have sold the Fuzz Face already for $215. You know, like somebody offered me $215 already. I was like,
oh, wow, nice.
But I would be on top, but I'm like, you know what? I kind of want to get max money because I spent $125. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So it's like, eh. But he was super nice, and he was telling me stories about, like, he was a Navy guy, so he was telling me all his stories about the Navy, and then he had said that, like, somebody, they were in the Naval Band, you know, not like the Naval Band, but the band that's on the aircraft carrier, yeah, that just is like a group of people, mm-hmm, and they stored their gear in, like, the electronics room. And they, like, had their buddy there, and he stored it and stuff. And one time they went in to go do their practice, and all their gear's gone. And they're like, what the heck? And they start arguing. They're like, we haven't seen it. Sorry. I don't know. And then so a couple days later, they, like, try to, like, go and, like, investigate. Oh, maybe we can figure out. Maybe some of it's here. All the stuff is returned, right? And so they painted the cases, the hard shell cases. They put, like, funny names on all of them. And so the guy's name is Leonard. And they put, like, Leonard Skinner on the case. And he's like, well, that's not that bad, right? And I was like, yeah, it could have been a big penis. And he goes, well, I've got to go.
Yeah, really?
That's, yeah, literally. I'm like, well, it could have been a big penis. He goes, well, I gotta go. And I was like, okay, that was awkward.
Humor got a little too blue for him.
Yeah, he's like either that guy's seen some stuff or I don't know. Well, anyways, that was my week and a half, you know.
Nice. Yeah, I forgot to mention too, I did get a I picked up a bag of pedals from Brian Gower as well.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. And I
try.
Yeah, I kind of hated you for a minute.
most of them are from Doug Crist. So
yes, I know. That's why I hated you.
And then the Captain Hook from Copper Sound.
Yes, that's a good pedal. Now,
so
just a little side
I'll
note
get to talking about all of them on that pedal thing, probably.
Cool. Other thing, I was invited to be on the Just Surprise Me podcast, and the other special guest was Doug Crist.
Oh, nice.
So that was a lot of fun.
Isn't
we had a good time.
Is that your second time on their show?
I think so. I was supposed to be on there on a third time as well, but something happened, I think. There was, like, I don't know, somebody died. I don't know. One of them died, I think. But they ended up recording or something. But, yeah, so it's definitely – it was fun, though, because they had, like, two guest hosts. It was a blast, and we talked about Futurama, like, a ton.
Yeah, because Will's been watching Futurama, right?
Right, and that, yeah.
In quarantine.
Yep, and I think Joe and I are, like, the two biggest, like, fanboys of Futurama ever. So that was a ton of fun. And Doug Crist, like, watched it that day. But he, like, binge-watched it. He knew a lot of episodes, which was crazy, so... He was like, yeah, I started, or he's like, yeah, I started last night, I think he said. But, man, it was, yeah, he gave it a shot. But, yeah, no, it was super fun to, like, I've texted him a bunch, and I've never talked to him, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? So it was fun to have, like, a conversation, like, about, like, whatever with him, you know? He's like, I'm really excited to do this. And I was like, this is awesome. So I had
a
good time.
Makes me think, Hypnotoad would be great on a flange pedal.
Oh, dude, any like psychedelic pedal would be great. Like Hypnotoad would be great. Like think about like a Univibe or like a anything like a heavy tremolo that's choppy. Something would be fun. That'd be fun.
We'll have to make that happen. Make it happen.
Joe, we're calling you out.
I don't think he listens to our show.
He straight up listens because he was like,
really?
You made fun of me. He's like, you made fun of me last week when we had Will on. Okay. He's like, you made fun of me. Like, so he called it out right away.
Well, that doesn't mean he listens. That just means he listened to see what Will would say about him.
Probably. He's probably just checking up to make sure Will didn't, like, bash him. No, I think he's an avid listener.
Okay.
Avid, new word. Avid listener.
An Abby listener.
That's like, yeah, that's, yeah, like Abby Normal. Oh, mm-hmm. Abby Normal.
So, cool. I got a question for you.
Lay it on me.
Which one of the new Squires do you want the most? The Paranormal series that just came out. Everybody's going to talk about them. I don't care. I think they're really cool, and I want all of them.
Nope.
But what do you think is most likely your
okay,
your,
let
your
me pull
one?
It up, because there was a couple that, what were they, are they parallel? What
Paranormal.
Are calling? Paranormal. Paranormal, that's right.
Yeah,
because I kept reading it Paramore because I was like super tired. Like I read it at like 4 a.m. or something.
Yeah, so.
And I was like, the Paramore one.
Let's see what they got here. They've got the.
There was a couple that I was like, whoa, you know.
So the one that shocked me the most like not shocked me, but the one that drew my attention first was the Toronado, because I've been clamoring and wanting a Toronado for years, but there's, not willing to pay the price.
Yeah.
And but now that I got the F3, it scratches that itch. But
yes, totally. Yeah. But there was two, and there two of them are guitars that are on my list. Toronado, 100%, and that shell pink freaking Cyclone.
Yeah.
I went, like literally I was like, that was the noise I made. And my wife said, what? Because it was like 4 a.m, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm like, like, I don't know. Dude, I got to get that. That's going to be a purchase, like for real. Like it is slick looking. I just don't like that Squires are now $400.
I know.
That's my only issue with it. And now granted, like I bet you they're straight up players. You know what I mean? Like, sure I bet you they play awesome. But if they can pull off a 129 Mustang that sounds awesome and plays awesome,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? They're going to, like, a $400 guitar is going to play really well.
Yeah. I agree.
It does suck to see, like, Squire become, like, a notable brand. They're going to, you know, it's this kind of goes into a topic I was thinking about is they're going to have to do something eventually to get into the budget line again, because like they still put out like the really cheap stuff for like beginners.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going to have to like stop at some point. You know what I mean? Like, I think they're going to have to, you know, they used to have the Squire Strat Pack. They're not going to be able to be like Squires anymore. They'll have to be something else.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, think about it. If you're going to have the line of those guitars keeps going up and up and up in cost. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's say. Okay, so I remember I bought a Strat, Squire Strat, like in, I don't know, like 2002, and it was $100. Like at the store, it was like $100.
Yeah.
And then now, like they never have gone up a ton for that guitars, like 199 at the most, or like 159.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like with the Classic Vibe and the Tribute, or not Tribute, what's the other one? The Vintage Modern, right?
Modified, those vintage modified.
Modified, yeah, that's it, yeah. That's it. And then they did the other ones. But the J Mascus, I mean, they have a ton that are like touching $400 is kind of like whoa, like the ones that are notable are now $400, and it's like, okay, like I could, they're gonna have to do something, I think, at some point, because they're just gonna go up, you know what I mean? They're gonna be like, oh, now we have this Toronado Signature Series, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's gonna be $500 or $599 or $549, and it's like there's got to be some sort of level of separation, you know.
Well, I don't think that doesn't mean that they got to get rid of their lower end stuff.
No, I just think they got to call it a different name.
Yeah, well, that's why they got the Affinities and they've got the.
I don't. Yeah, but it's not enough. I don't think it's enough to make a difference. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't know. It's just in my brain. I don't know. I mean, there are Epiphones that are a ton of money. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. But it is like, I don't know. I can see them doing that down the road and just doing like how they had the Starcasters,
mm-hmm.
you know, like the, like I could see them doing something like that down the road again.
Yeah, that would make sense. I mean, just like Gibson did with Gibson, and then Epiphone, and then they had the Maestro by Gibson.
The Maestros, yeah. But yeah. I mean, that is like bottom of the barrel. And every time I see one of those Maestros, I'm like, man, $59. I want that thing. I know it's a turd. I do.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I still want one because some of them look good, you know, like the specials or like the juniors. I'm like, man, that looks fun.
So, I kind of like this, the Supersonic. That's another one of the, you know, older Fender designs that was kind of weird and goofy that went away that and then went way up in price. And the Squire one looks cool. The thing that gets me though. A freaking Strat bridge.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Did the originals have that?
No, they have some weird bridge, right? I think they have like a weirdy bridge.
A weirdy bridge?
That's a thing, right?
Yep. Yeah, it's a brand.
Yeah. I mean, because like some of those, because you know, like the Bronco has like a weird bridge and the.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even like the Toronado has its own style of like its own bridge. But I mean, like.
I can't remember, but let's go to the Google. Google will tell us.
The Strat tremolo vibrato system, I don't like it. I don't jive with it. It's weird to me. It seems clunky. Maybe I'm wrong because a lot of people love it, but it's like the only thing that makes me not like this. Oh, you know what though?
Ooh.
Isn't, I'll have to check.
It is a Strat bridge. I think it is a Strat bridge.
The original ones?
I'm looking at them right. Yeah. Wikipedia says Strat bridge. Well, they didn't say that, but all the pictures
show it with a Strat bridge.
Yeah, I thought it had a weirdy bridge, but it does not.
Well, I wonder, I'll have to check with Gower and see, but like an Evertune route probably could go into a Strat tremolo like system, right? As a replacement.
I think you have to take out a lot more.
Oh, right? Really?
I think so. Wow. But that would be fine. I mean, I think on the top
$350 Squire, like why not add a, you know, $400 bridge system to it?
I mean, it will only go up in value.
Right, it will.
So yeah, I don't know. I mean, I am definitely interested in pulling the trigger on that pink one. I'm not gonna lie, it is perfect looking.
Yeah, no, I mean, both of the Cabernetas are interesting to me. The thin line and the baritone.
I just looked right by it because it's such a familiar shape. You know what I mean? Like really, that's one we've seen a ton, and I'm just like, next. You know, but not that it was like anything bad,
right?
But it was just like, I've seen that.
Yeah, it's nothing. But like, it's not groundbreaking. But
yeah. But I mean, I think they're fun. I think they're doing the Fender thing where they're picking good colors.
Always.
You know, and and then they have that they also have that 54 bass, which is fun looking too.
I wish they would have done something better with the bass, but well, it's okay.
I don't know. I think it looks good. I think it looks like it should.
It looks like it should, but it's I don't know. That the jazz bass setup with that
they should have
ditched the bridge pickup, I think.
Yeah, that would have been good, or just did two big P90s. Like that would have been awesome. I'd totally be into that, like just monstrously big.
Yeah,
like, you know, like literally the size of a super whopper or something. I mean, like something just ridiculous. I'd be into that.
Yeah,
I do like those knobs though. Those knobs are slick looking on that. They're like the normal knob with like a black trim around it. Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh, those look nice.
Look nice.
That's our new podcast. It's like, ooh, that's nice.
Ooh,
idiots. If you listen to us, thank you. I don't know why. Like, I don't know why you listen to us. I like, it still like boggles my mind that we have like, you know, 100 of fans.
Hey.
It's like when I yelled at my wife, we got not an argument, but she's just like, I mean, how long are you going to do this? Like, are you going to keep, like, does anybody even listen? And I said, hey, we have over 200 casual listeners. And she's like, okay. And just like went back to whatever she was doing. She's like, and this conversation's officially over, and I've shown I've won. It was hilarious. She goes, casual fans.
I mean, no doubt. It has been hard recently to make this happen every week.
Oh, totally.
I'm sure it shows, you know, but you know, I see our downloads whenever I put the new episode up, and things are pretty consistent. So.
Yep. People still listen, and that's great. I appreciate it. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it is especially hard for me. Working from home and flipping all the time is like, awesome. Like, I love doing that, and the money was okay and blah, blah, blah. And I was home all the time with the kids, and my wife didn't want to kill herself. But now I'm working like, you know, 8, 10-hour, 12-hour days, coming home, kissing the kids and putting them to bed. And then it's like, and I'm still like doing eBay because I don't have enough time to list, but I'm still have 400 items listed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and they just keep going. Like, you know, it's not like I can pull them all down, but I don't, why would I do that? That's dumb, you know? Yeah. And then I'm like literally packing and shipping until like 2 or 3 in the morning. Gosh. And then I get up at like 6 or 7 and do it all over again. And I'm like, at what point does your heart stop? Like, when does that come? I'm like, I got insurance. It's fine. Yeah. They'll be fine. They'll be fine.
The family will do all right without you, right?
They're probably better off without me.
You know what I've recently discovered I am better off without sleeves.
Whoa, that's hot. Yeah. You got to send me some pics, bro.
So, this week I have cut up 2 of my shirts now. Cut the sleeves off of my Gun Street shirt.
Whoa, that's going in hard.
I cut the sleeves off of my Sully Guitars shirt. And Oof. You know what? I am not looking back. Sleeves are stupid. I feel so much more comfortable, so much lighter.
Sleeveless. You get that draft in your pit. You know what I mean? Like, I get why, like, I see like roofers like just working in like wife beaters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, I get it. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, so but, I'm deep cutting these things on the armpit end of them too. Oh, you know,
dude, I'm so jealous because every time I like just roll up my sleeves, my wife's like, "No," like literally, just like, "I don't think so." Like, you want to live here? You want me to wash that laundry? Mm-mm, no, you put those sleeves down. Like, I did it in the car just the other day. We had the T tops off on the car, and I like put them up, rolled them up, and the kids are like, "Wow, Dad's looking cool," you know, like just messing around. And then she's like, she looks over and she's like, "No," I'm like. Like a wife. I'm like, that's the only attractive thing of me left. My arms are freaking beasts. Like, you should enjoy it. And she's like, cover them up. Cover them up.
I mean, I'm not saying that my arms look good or anything like that, or that I even look good wearing my basketball shorts, my slip-on shoes, and my cut-up, you know, my sleeveless shirt. But
you're going downhill. You had me at sleeveless, and now... Now I'm backing it up. I'm like, ugh. I'm like, how do I Mr. Bean my way out of this conversation? Just like, ugh. And then leave.
No, I'm not looking forward to summer because it is here. It's in San Diego.
Oh, it's here too. Yeah, it was. Well, it's weird. This week it was in the 90s. It was like 89, 90. And then like today it was 50.
What?
It's so stupid, dude. The weather has been so stupid here.
Jeez.
Yep. Like, literally, like, jacket weather today. You know what I mean? Like, it warmed up today, but yesterday it was cold. Yesterday, I had to do a lot of, I was working at my aunt and uncle's house, and I was like, they have, like, every tool you've ever wanted in the garage, so I just, like, use their stuff. And I, like, walk it out into, like, I'm like, ooh, it's so cold, but, like, I'm sweating in their house, so I'm just, like, you know, like, my armpits are crystallizing, you know? Like, it's like, this sucks.
Yeah.
So let's talk about gear. So, I did another thing that I forgot about. I am going to, so I have a pedal board and that's my like main board. That's what I use. So I have dreamt a dream and now it has like come to fruition. So the other day I was like dreaming about like daydreaming. I don't dream about gear sometimes, but I mean like daydreaming. I was like, man, I just want like, I want like a heavy board. Like I want like, just like stuff, like, you know, like Converge would use, like just on a board, or I want like stuff with like, you know, like, I don't know, friggin' name your band, a heavy band would use. And so I bought Dougie King's his Nomad, which used to be mine. And I'm amazing. Literally just gonna run, like, I'm gonna do like a heavy board. I got a Super Moon from Jim Bowers.
Okay.
Which might have also been mine. And then I'm going to do like an HM2 and like, probably like the Brutalist, and, maybe I want a cheap flange. Like, I just want like a $30 flange. 'Cause that's like old, like, you know, like mid and early 2000s, like hardcore and metalcore had that flange snuck in there, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I might just set a tuner to the side because I think I probably filled the board, but I don't know. Like, I'm pretty excited. I have my Boss TU2, which is great because you can put it to, like, drop tuning and, you know, like, you don't have to, like, think, you know? Like, I think you can do, like, C-sharp and you don't have to think, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, I'm pretty pumped. It's gonna be fun. So I don't know. That's it for me. You ever desire a second board? But you know,
I perpetually have. I can turn my chair around right now and I can see three boards built.
Okay, good. All right, I don't feel so bad then, because yeah. I was like, ooh, maybe I need like a Reverb board. It's just pedals I buy off Reverb.
No, I've got my main one that is, you know, it also constantly rotates things, but it's generally 8 to 9 pedals on there. And then I've got the bass board that is...
Okay, that makes sense. I have a baseboard as well, yeah, but I just don't have it set up. Yeah,
three to five pedals on that one, and then I got the kids board, which is the one that I rotate things in and out of for them to play with. The Octastep and the the Anti Kythera from Deep Space.
Yes,
so yep. The little synthy pedals that they like to play with in here, I'll run them through various, you know, give them other options to play with those. And then I've got the board that I put together for looping. It's got the Ditto on it at the end.
Holy crap, dude.
So actually, yeah, four boards sitting here.
Four
boards built up. And then I've got two giant pedal boards sitting here empty that I don't know what to do with.
So. Well, send it to me because I need to fill one. The thing is, I have like enough. You know what I mean? Like
Right.
So I had to like kind of set up like, you know, make sure everything kind of looked nice on the wall behind me to like record like the video for church or whatever. Mm-hmm. So like I made sure there was like no gaps with like the pedals and stuff. And cause I had just grabbed stuff and like play it. And I'm like, man, and then I'm going to start putting it on the board. And I'm like, you know what? I put two more pedals, but I haven't even made a dent. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like we're sick, dude. We are gross people.
Many problems.
The only thing is the buying gene has, because most of the stuff I get from flipping, you know, like yeah. I buy like a lot, keep one thing, sell a bunch of them, flip one thing to get the thing I want. You know what I mean? Like, and so it's like, whatever, but they're expensive. But let me tell you, Jaden and I have started a hobby of buying G.I. Joes and mm-hmm. he like works hard to get what he wants. They're like, they're not, so most of them are cheap. You know what I mean? So he's like, oh, I want that guy. I'm like, okay, you got to work hard. And then I buy it for him. And I got the buying gene out. Not that I don't really care. Like, the stuff is fun because, like, we sat and played in the basement for, like, an hour today. It was awesome. Yeah. It was freaking awesome. Because he just says, he's so funny because he, like, says the things he knows. And so he'll be, like, playing. And he's like, you're going to fight me and you're going to fight me. No, we're going to be friends. You want to play Madden? Like, you're like, what? Like, he's just like so funny. He's like, you want to hang out today? He's like, yeah, I want to hang out. He's like, oh, I have physical therapy. And he's like, just saying these things. Like, he's so funny when he plays. Cause, like, the girls play and they just play like house, but they want to play like with us. So we just let them. But they kind of get into it and they're like, I'm going to shoot you, but I also have to do the dishes. You know what I mean? Like, it's so funny. And then my daughter, Eliza, will be like, she'll be like, she always picks the girl G.I. Joes, and then she's always like trying to like mac on the boys. And she's like, hey, how you doing? And I'm like, what is going on? It's so freaking, my life has turned even wilder. It's so insane. But yeah, like I bought like a bunch of like damaged, like all parts. And I just put a bunch of guys together so he could like play with them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, well, I only spent $30 this week. I did pretty good. And then, like, yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah. When I went and picked up, the parts from Forney Customs, the guy down the street from me
that makes
knobs and bridges and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And, we're just talking guitar stuff. And I'm like, hey, man, yeah, you know, I'll probably need to pick up a half bridge soon. I got another body that I'm working on. I'm like, but, man, I really feel like I need to slow down on like collecting these parts and building guitars from parts. And he's like, oh, what are you doing? Like putting them together and flipping them? I'm like, no, just keep stashing them in the studio. And he's like, well, at least you enjoy them, right? And I'm like, I think so.
He's like, I don't really ever take them out. Dude, I can tell you right now, look, this is scary. This is a look in my life. So I have, okay, I have a neck there that's technically yours as soon as you decide to pull the trigger. I have a Telecaster that's not finished. I have a Strat that's not finished. I have the PT-40 not finished. I have my junior slash Fano project that's not finished. I got a SG project that's not finished. Dude, it's my life is just gross. I got a Wurlitzer project from forever that's still not finished.
Well, I have a terrible idea. You know how I like to do terrible things.
I'm not sending you any of those things.
The walnut telebody is the one that's lingering for me. That's my only lingering.
Oh, okay. But you put like a not a belly cut, the other, like a contour, like a arm
like
contour.
I did like kind of a SG contour all the way around, yeah. And I got a little too deep in the area where the forearm would be, so I just kind of went with it.
When you finished, were you like, because I'm in too deep? Did that happen?
No.
Oh. Which that'd be funny, amazing if you turned around and Sum 41 was playing. Like, that'd have been amazing.
Right. And, you know, and my original goal for that was to do like a Sum 41 Derek Wibb signature type of deal.
We always struggle with his name. I'm sure it's easy to say, but it's because the first name is spelled so horrible. Derelique Weebly.
Derelique my butt.
Oh, that's too much. And we're now canceled. Rated E for everyone.
But I was thinking, because, you know, it was somebody told me, like, oh, you should do a baritone conversion on that thing.
No.
And I'm like, I already did a baritone conversion on the Titan.
That's what I was saying. I was like, no, so, just because you've already done it. Like, right. That's the only reason I was saying that.
So I'm wondering, I'm like, man, I wonder if I could find a bass neck with that that'll fit that neck pocket and turn it into a Telecaster bass.
You won't, but you can definitely route it.
I might have to do that.
You might. The thing is, the problem is, okay, here's the deal.
What?
You're not an idiot. The pocket ends, right? Like, it just has, like, it's like flush. So, mm-hmm. It like curves up from the lower horn and it comes in and it's flush. You're going to have to like go up about a half an inch or like, you know, maybe a quarter of an inch, somewhere in between there. And then route that out to fit. But that means everything else is going to have to be like up higher, you know what I mean, like on the higher horn, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, like, because you got to keep it centered, you can't just have it pitched up.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have to move everything up so it won't be centered. Mm-hmm. You'll have to have a new center line, because otherwise your neck's gonna hang off the end.
Yeah.
And I think that'll work. Mm-hmm. But you're also gonna have problems bolting it on unless you use a regular like
neck plate, yeah.
Neck plate and just drill into the neck. But it's going to be silly.
Well, of course it's going to look silly.
Well, then don't do it.
Well, but I kind of want to.
Okay. Well, I'm excited. You should do it. I'm excited. I want to see this horrible thing.
Jonathan's going to call me as soon as this comes out and tell me all the reasons
why. Dude, right away. There's going to be a text in our group that we have, and he's going to be like, WTF. Like, co, WTF. And you're going to be like, no.
Still my favorite.
I think it's a splendid idea. Your bridge is going to be like, it's going to wrap around the back where the button straps are.
You know, I think I've seen that before on, the reptile dentistry or whatever.
I think 60 did it too. I think there was one on 60 that they saw that the bridge, like the strings wrapped around to the back.
Yeah.
Because it was like on a strap body or something. It was ridiculous.
Well, I'll have to go short scale with it. So I'll have to get a Bronco base neck or something.
Yeah, there you go. And that's probably thinner.
I'll just whittle that thing down until it fits in a telly pocket.
Okay. You know, there's two things we've learned about you. Whittling. So, interesting. Good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good. So.
Cool.
Anyways, patronizers, guys, you guys are going to get cool stuff. It's cool. I'm excited. I'm super excited. Some things are lame that you get. Like, I mean, I don't know. What do you get from 60? A t-shirt? Pfft, whatever.
Eventually.
I got mine. Actually, no,
I actually
two.
Got mine right away, too. But that's because I just drove over and met Steve at his work. So.
Well, they mailed me mine because I live farther than you, mm-hmm. as you know. It's a much longer commute. So,
dude, there's a Bronco base neck on eBay right now. One day left on, and it's $27 with $25 shipping.
That's $50, man. Even if it goes to $75, that's a steal. Do it.
You're such a bad influence.
Well, you want to do something stupid? Do it. No. Don't do that. Buy my neck that I have. Duh, you're not going to win it. Don't pay for it. So that's good. That's good. This is good casting. This has been fun. This is a fun episode.
Yeah,
if you don't like it, then why are you listening to us? Do we have other topics? Do we do things?
Yeah, so I mentioned earlier, you know, I have a board set up for the kids to play with the little weird bloopy bleepy synthesizer type pedals through.
Yeah.
So I want to know who shares this experience with me. I love that my kids are interested in this stuff. It gives me an excuse to have cool little bleepy bloopies. Yeah. And you know, bring them out into the studio and they can kind of enjoy this world. And, you know, maybe if they take interest in it later, I'll be an excited dad or whatever. But it is the worst experience having all my kids in my studio with me.
Oh, the freaking the worst.
By the end of it, every time, by the end of it, I don't want to see them. I don't want to talk to them. And I just want to hide away for a while.
I know. I feel awful. And it could be 20 minutes.
Yeah. It sometimes. Doesn't take long.
Nope. Yep. Absolutely. Like today we went on like a little boat trip, like not a boat trip, but like we went on my in-law's boat and we took the kids and my wife. Like I bought a tool chest for my brother-in-law who's making a barbershop in his garage.
Mm-hmm.
And that he just wanted like a tool chest. And I found one like a reasonable price. He's like, can you bring it over, get it and bring it over? Cause it was here. And I was like, yeah. And so I brought the van and dropped it off. So I was in a separate vehicle. My wife gets out of the car and like the look of just like, she was seething. You know what I mean? Like she was so mad. And like, I had no clue what they did. And she just goes, they're yours now. And I said, okay. So she got in the car with like her mother. I dropped off the one thing I needed. Or no, I left the van. And then I just drove the Jeep to go to the thing. I followed them, but another car came when I turned right. So like I had to wait to go. And then I start going and I have nowhere to go and I'm following them. But because they were so bad, I drove like a mile the wrong, like just kept going past the light and just kept driving. And I was like, I'm so frustrated. I don't even know where I'm going. And I like had to do like a K turn and then like come back. And then my wife's like, what happened? I go, I don't want to talk about it. And it was like, 8 minutes, dude. It was not far at all. And I'm like, you guys suck. This is interesting, though. I cleaned out my garage this weekend because I gave away my van that was stuck in it. I was like, come get it free. And some dude came and pulled it out.
Nice.
It scraped up my driveway, something fierce. We're in talks of getting that refinished. So if you know anyone, let me know. And but she, it was like just grinding. It was stuck in gear. And then as soon as we got to like an angle, it popped out. And then it just like rolled like super fast out into the street. And I was like, oh, crap. And the guy hooked up and he took it away and he said, have a great day. So that was awesome. And now I have a whole empty garage, which I am going to put up drywall and insulation and I'm going to turn it into a shop. So I'm excited because I'm going to build horrible things in there. When I say that, I mean guitars.
Right. Yeah. You're going to build terrible guitars.
Yeah. Terrible guitars. I don't want you to get an idea of other things I might make. You're like, this is a guillotine for children. Like, somebody needs to call CPS right now. It's a new toy. It's my toy line.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Marie Antoinette toys. So, that's kind of exciting, though. So I can, like, paint. I'm going to make, like, a makeshift paint booth that I can, like, roll up. You know what I mean? Like, just, like, a thick vinyl that I can roll up and then paint in there and then put it back, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to do some trickery, but I'm excited.
Right on.
The only problem is not heated, but I'm going to put in a new door and a new window and insulation, and I'll just like fire up like a space heater.
Yeah.
I think that'll do it because it'll be insulated enough, I think.
Yeah, that'd be plenty.
Yeah.
I did. So last weekend, I decided to reclaim my flat top grill.
Yeah, baby.
Because
get it.
My dog had chewed up the cover for it and then decided that it was his bed. So my, you know, my big, nice flat top grill for the yard was covered in, you know, the last 6 months of wet, gross dog grime.
Oh, that's gross, yeah.
And so I started off by scraping it because it needed scraped. It was thick. And then I took like a wire brush and to start getting the rust off and clean it down to bare metal again. And it was taking so long, so I ended up just using an orbital sander.
I was going to say, did you use a sander? Yeah.
And then I bought a new cover, and the next day he chewed it up.
Oh, that's great. I love dogs.
So today,
let me tell you how much I love dogs.
I made one out of scrap wood. I made a hefty wooden cover for my grill that dog
cannot
chew up.
You just place it over?
Yeah, it just like goes. I made it so that it's, you know, just barely bigger than the flat top grill, like the flat top
part.
Oh,
it just sets.
And it just sets right
on
over
it.
On top of it. Yeah.
Okay. So it's not like top to floor. It's just like a cover
just over the cooking surface. Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, that's cool. You should have bolted it on. That'd
well,
be sweet.
That you know has hand the grill has handles on the side. So and I ordered some, you know, like wrought iron looking like cabinet drawer
Ooh,
handles.
You're so fancy. Did you get them at when you were at Crate and Barrel?
Yeah. So those are coming in Amazon tomorrow and I'm gonna put those
awesome.
On there and then I can just bungee cord it down to the handles that are on the grill itself so that the lid stays sturdy.
You gonna put a sliding barn door in your studio too?
I've thought about putting one on my bathroom.
I have one. I have two of them.
Oh, yeah?
So you know. I'm picking on you, but I have two of them.
How question, how good are they for like a, do you have one for a bathroom by chance?
No, both of them are one's a closet in our bedroom. Mm-hmm. And I used this was before the trend but before like you know like now you can like find shiplap at Lowe's, like you mm-hmm. couldn't find it anywhere, you know.
Yeah.
It's before that whole like Chip and JoJo got like a hold of this stuff and made it like super popular. Like we did a barn door in our bedroom and I used like pipe and then like casters.
Okay.
So it kind of slides okay. It's like heavy, but it is like, you know, the problem is there's like always a gap.
That's what
you
I'm
know?
Wondering because I want to put it for my bathroom in my bedroom. But I'm you know, if I keep guitars on the wall in the bedroom, which, you know, hopefully that's a dream of mine one day, I'll be allowed to do that. I don't want, you know, the steam and moisture from the shower getting in our room.
Yeah, that's the problem is, like, the one in the basement, because we wanted one that was, like, more flush because, like, mm-hmm. you open the door and you go into, like, where the dryer is and stuff. Like, we wanted it to be a little bit more. It's still, there's still, like, you know, there's no air stoppage, like, because we thought maybe, oh, that would be good to keep the cold out or whatever. No, not at all.
Okay, well, then it's a bad idea for a bathroom, I guess.
I think you should still. Here's the thing: we bought the rigging system. We bought was $54 on Amazon. That might not be the best one. You might be able to find one that I see them all the time on these shows that they do it in bathrooms. There might be one that's a better fit, you know, for mm-hmm. what you need. And maybe you spend $200, but you get what you want, you know?
Nope.
Yep, so there you go. So $59, you should try it, and then you don't like it, you return it.
Yeah.
Or $54, it was $54. So, well, guys, you know what? Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Our patronizers, you guys rule. Go check out Rude Tech. This is not an advertisement. I just really like that guy's stuff. And then, I don't know. Birmingham Sound, also cool stuff. So, also not an advertisement. I just really like his pedal.
Nothing wrong with that.
So, no, I mean, it's not. I just, you talked about them, and I missed them already that I sent them to you.
I won't linger with them too long.
No, have fun with them, man. Yeah. I wanted you to try them out so you could talk about them and see if you liked them and all that stuff. So, go check it out. And then, you guys are the best for listening to us. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you all very much.
Yeah, so, all right, well, we'll see you later.
All right, ciao, flip side.